This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a visit to Bayou Bob's Reptile Ranch in Texas. NPR's David Green is on the road. He's talking about what Americans want from their leaders.
First, Detroit's mayor stepped down today. Kwame Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to charges of obstruction of justice. His plea agreement stipulates that he leave office and not seek another elected position for 5 years, during which time he'll be on probation. Reporter Celeste Headley is in Detroit. Celeste, welcome back, and remind everyone of the background of this case.
This case is several years old. It stems from a whistleblower lawsuit filed by a couple police officers. They say they were fired because they were investigating some personal indiscretions on the part of the mayor, and the mayor supposedly lied under oath in those whistleblower lawsuits to conceal an affair that he was having with his then chief of staff.
So he was called to testify in a court case, and he lied.
Correct.
So what's the plea agreement?
Under the plea agreement, he's going to owe $1 million to the city of Detroit. That's payable over 5 years, though he had to pay about $20,000 of it today. He's going to serve 120 days in jail. He has to surrender his law license, and he'll be on probation for 5 years, during which time he cannot seek an elected office.
Now, there also is a separate charge here of assault on a police officer, and there's been a lot going on that in the last month or so. What's happened?
Well, he pleaded no contest to that. Supposedly, a couple state police officers went to his sister's home to serve a warrant on someone there, and the mayor at the time assaulted them not only verbally with profanities, but also shoved them out of the way, shoved one police officer into another. That's also a felony charge. So he pleaded no contest to that today, and that comes with 120 days in jail, which he'll serve at the same time he's serving 120 days in jail for obstruction of justice.
And why the plea in the assault case?
Well, you know, the difference between the no contest and guilty, of course, is mostly about civil liability. In no contest, he's saying, yes, the facts of the case as you state them are correct, but I'm not guilty. That's basically what he's saying. And I'm assuming because he doesn't want to make himself completely open to lawsuits filed by the two police officers.
What about jail? Is Mayor Kilpatrick headed to, and I guess he no longer really is Mayor Kilpatrick, he's resigned, is he headed to jail?
Not today, but he is going to jail. His sentencing hearing is on October 28th at 2 p.m., and Prosecutor Kim Worthy says on October 28th at 2 p.m., he will go to jail and serve his 120 days sentence.
In fact, he has said repeatedly, I'm not quitting, I'm fighting this, I'm fighting. So what's his demeanor in the courtroom today?
You know, it was a little odd. He was giggling sometimes. He was kind of smiling and smirking, and at the time when they were summing up the case, at the end he was saying some things to himself that weren't entirely audible. And, you know, at one point when the judge was asking him if he understood his rights, he clearly made it sound as though he was a bit of a victim.
You're also giving up the right to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. You understand that?
I think I gave that up a long time ago, Your Honor, yes.
So I don't think that's the demeanor of a man who's abashed or humbled. He did not seem in any way, shape, or form remorseful.
This must be some relief at last for the city of Detroit. Who's going to be running things there?
Well, the president of the city council is going to step into the mayor's shoes, at least until they hold another election. So President Ken Cockrell, that will then become the mayor of Detroit, he says he's been preparing it for a while. This could be kind of a very sketchy time for the city, though, because you have to understand that when Kwame Kilpatrick came into office, he also appointed more than two dozen of his friends and relatives to city government as well. And what's going to happen to those appointees is anybody's guess.
And isn't the city looking for a new police chief?
Yes. In a very interesting turn of events, the chief of police, Ella Bully Cummings, timed the announcement of her retirement to coincide with the mayor's plea agreement deal. Now, the chief of police was very closely aligned with Kwame Kilpatrick. Many people have called for her resignation because she was implicated in both the whistleblower lawsuit and the eventual cover-up of the racy text messages that the mayor had been exchanging with his mistress. But, yeah, they're going to need a new police chief. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. The chief of staff in the mayor's office is a childhood friend of Kwame Kilpatrick's. The director of recreation is somebody he used to play football with at his high school football team. So what could happen with all these different people? Who knows?
Celeste Headley from the most high-drama city in America, where the mayor of Detroit has resigned. Celeste, thank you. We'll hear more from you.
Thank you.
And we'll have more in a minute when Day to Day continues.